What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnitt Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Today we're here with Lost Kings. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great to have you guys back. Before we get into the episode, we like to start with a song to take us into the weekend because it's Friday. So what's your weekend song?
So we have a new song coming out. It's out right now. It's called Try with this amazing singer. His name's Safe. So
That's our song.
That's the song.
What's the vibe of the song? Like, what atmosphere are you playing this song in?
It's nighttime vibes.
For sure.
It's probably my favorite song. It's one of two of my favorite off this next EP that we're putting out. It's just like what we've been wanting to like work towards, like this body of work, and this song kicks that off. But it's very nighttime vibes. It's just great. It's a great song. It's a great song. I don't know how to describe it. It's just like so good. I'm just really proud of like this song and the rest of the songs that follow. I feel like, you know, we've made a lot of pop records and blah, blah, blah. And like, it's been great up until this point, but this song and the songs that follow it are really like a true testament of what our feelings are. And I feel like embody what we've been working towards musically and like what the sounds are sonically and like the lyrics and everything. I'm more proud of this than I think I've ever been about
it. So this is like the song that represents who you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I love that. All right, let's take a listen.
don't know how it seems, but I ain't trying to take your freedom. I just want to know where your heart's at. It's been so long since you text back. Got me wondering what happened. Them pictures of you laughing. I don't wanna run out of time to tell you how I feel about you. No, I don't wanna overthink, but I don't wanna miss a thing. Not expecting anything. I'm just asking you to try to believe I'm the one for you. Try to see from the other side. Baby, give me a night or two. Cause you know if I could, I would try. But nobody before you. Give you all of it till I die. Baby, give me a night or two. Cause you know if I could, I would try.
Okay, let's get into today's episode. We got some DMs, we got some shit, but before I get into that, you guys were on our 12th episode of the podcast. We're now on like 45, something like that.
Nice.
So
that's
it's awesome. Been a while. You guys are like OGs. So yeah. I don't know how many of you remember all the way back then. I actually listened to it this morning because I was like, oh, I don't want to ask them like the same shit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is horrifying. So bad. But let's get a life update. What's new? So you guys, since we've spoken, we were about to go on tour. Yep. So you had your So What tour. How was that?
It was amazing. It was way better than we expected. I think it was like, we were just talking about how it was like, I feel like probably the biggest highlight up into this point of our career. Like, just the fact that we sold out pretty much every day.
You said that was your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, because like for us as DJs, you know, people don't, you know, we play instruments and we like are going to eventually show that off. But people, you know, there's a lot of whack ass DJs out there and like not a lot of them are selling tickets. So to go out there and like have people buy tickets to come see you and like want to support your music is a big deal to us being DJs and like having that persona. So like, you know, because there's a lot of things we still want to unveil and goals and dreams that we have. But that was our first hard ticket venue. So to have people come out, those shows were insane. They were probably my favorite shows that we've done. Mm-hmm. Just because everybody's there to see you. Like everybody's like, awesome. It's a different vibe. Like, we've done clubs, festivals and all that kind of stuff. And it's great. But this was like a completely different vibe. I think out of like 15,000 tickets, we did like 14,000 and some, which was.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, which was dope. So like that was a huge testament. And then afterwards, it's like kind of depressed, like, yo, we want to do it again, like, let's do it again. So we worked all summer on putting together this next EP, this next tour. Mm-hmm. And so the rest of the year we're touring and super excited.
Yeah, head out to Germany and then we're in Europe for a bit.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then come back and like just the dates start.
Yeah,
and like it's a big follow-up to the So What tour, so it's gonna be sick.
Just things just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Happy to hear it. Yeah. I mean, we were there when we know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Love life. Are we still single? What's going on?
Well, no. For me, I've been in a relationship for a while.
Right.
So Yeah, still in it.
Still
yeah.
in the relationship? That's good.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's new.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, I think.
This was like yeah, December when we.
December. Yeah, we were together. Yeah. We've been together for. We just celebrated 3 years.
That's so, crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Good for you guys. Well, we're over here like, oh, man. Actually, Alana had a boyfriend. No, Alana had a boyfriend, broke up with a boyfriend, and now has a new boyfriend in the time that since you've been here.
There we go.
And yeah, I am. Yeah. Still single. Still running around. Let's get into some of these DMs that we have. We had a girl write in, and she asked about when you've just started seeing someone. It's the very beginning of a relationship, so try and remember back in your head. It's the very beginning of a relationship, and you sleep with them for the first time. How soon is too soon to see them again? Like, to not come off too eager?
My particular experience with my girlfriend... it was like the third date, but she lived in San Diego. I lived in LA. So it was like kind of a different, I feel like things are sped up just a little bit. But I liked that it wasn't like right away. That would have been a red flag.
Really? But, you think so? So if you hook up with someone and then the next night, not like, necessarily, yo, you
wanna
hang out?
Not necessarily, but like, I just was like,
just wondering.
No, not necessarily. I just like in that particular case, I feel like for our situation, it was good, you know? And so like, it was like the third date, but I had taken a trip down to San Diego like and spent a couple days there because, you know, so it was just like things were sped up. But then I didn't see her for like a week or two after that because like we're living in different cities. So I don't know how.
Yeah, I'd say like because mine was like a week and a half where it was like, okay, we are going to hang out again.
Yeah.
And I was trying to hang out with her.
Right.
Prior to.
Yeah.
But it took a while to like actually hang out again.
Yeah. Sometimes I think good, though.
I think it was good because it's like you don't want something that's like.
I would definitely.
You want the chase.
If I was like, if I would wait a minute, like I'd peel back.
So like between a week and 3 months, like what are we?
Oh, I'm like at least like a week, 2 weeks. Like
maybe
2 weeks, yeah.
At least like, oh my God. Fuck. I can't wait.
Well, no, I mean, like, yo, that.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it 2 weeks, dude.
She's like, I can't.
That's real. Like,
you want to get breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, that's
Yeah, how do you say that? Like, you want breakfast? Like, you just ask, right?
I feel like it's hard. You don't want to play games, but then you also don't want them to think you're crazy. So it's always this weird thing. It's like, I know we want to hang out again, but neither of us want to be, like, the person that's, like, hanging out, like, first, you know? So it's like. Tough.
I feel like from a guy's perspective, I wouldn't want to be like forward like that. I'd personally back off because I'd be like, if the girl hits me on that, I'm not gonna say no. I'm just gonna be like,
so that's where it's confusing for girls, I think, because it's like, you know, in your heart, you're like, I know if I hit him up, we'd hang out again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then does that ruin my chances of it being something more?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It could, but maybe also I feel like every circumstance is different.
It's true.
Like, things could, you know. You may just want to keep hanging out. You know, Netflix, binge watch.
I always want that. I always want to, like, have a guy that you can just, like, I don't want to go out tonight. Can we just, like, watch TV and order in? But, like, that's such a boyfriend thing. But then if you don't want a boyfriend, it's like, what do you do?
I feel like that's actually becoming more common nowadays. Like, I feel like that's the move more so than, like, going out and doing something. Although I think girls are taken back by, like, if you're like, oh, you want to grab dinner or, like, do something old school, because, like, that's not...
That never happens.
That never happens now. But for us, because we're on the road all the time, the last thing I want to do when I go home is go out.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know,
exhausted.
So I'm like, yo, if they want to... If we're going to chill, that's, like, I prefer that way more than I do, like, let's go out.
And I think you can do that. Like, our videographer, Dex, he had a girl over the other day, like, and he knew her for, like, 3 minutes, and they, like, just binge-watch TV. So there is that.
There is that,
Do you want to add something?
Here's the mic.
No, it was great. I mean, it was great. It depends, like, every situation. And I was going to say before, it's also, like, it depends on where you are in the country. Like, I'm from New York, so, like, and I live in L.A. now. Like, we live together. And dating in L.A. and dating in New York is so much different. You just, like, can do so many other things in L.A. that in New York it is, like, oh, let's just have dinner or have lunch. Or you hang out in their apartment. Like,
yep.
In L.A., there's so many other things to do, and that's what, like, really differentiates it, I think, so.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things in LA. Like, let's go to Runyon, or like, let's go, like, you know,
go hiking.
Yeah, like,
if a guy asked me to go hiking, I'd kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, no, I would like never. Only murder. Drinking or eating.
Yeah,
that's it.
Let's, yeah. Like, let's spend money together. That's New York.
Yeah. Let's be
let's
poor.
Let's flex on the fact that we don't have any money. So last time you were here, we talked about hookup culture and how social media has impacted that. And I kind of want to stay similar to that, but I had a guy tell me recently that he thinks, which I think is dumb, but that's my opinion. He thinks that social media changes the way that we interact in a dating sense. It's like no one calls each other. People only text. And so you're building these relationships over text instead of building them on what's actually happening. And do you think that's an issue? Or
yeah, I think that's a major issue. I think although I got to say, like, I was dating a girl for a long time and we used to have these long, it was long distance, and we had these long phone conversations, and I hated it. I hate being, I hate talking on the phone. Like, yeah. It's not that I hated talking to her. I just hated being on the phone because it's just like you feel like you can't do anything. It's like at least with texting. So like when I started dating my new girlfriend, all we did was text. But like our face-to-face wasn't affected by that. I feel like if your face-to-face is affected by that, then you have a problem. But like I think it was just like for me, I was like, yo, I love this. Like we ain't got to talk on the phone. We can just like, you know, we'll FaceTime every once in a while because I'm traveling a lot. But like but yeah, texting, I prefer that because I can do other things. But I do think if it can fuck up your, like, you know, your social interaction. I mean, Instagram does that too. I mean, like when you're dating and it's like hookup culture is crazy.
Yeah, Instagram, right? Instagram, I think, is like a relationship killer. Yeah.
Really? Like, explain that.
I think there's like multiple facets to it. Like I think like, oh, you don't post enough about your person, or like that's like,
or
that's
too much.
Yeah, or too much. That's like one thing. Then it's like you see all these people that are now just like Instagram models, and it's like makes you feel like, oh yeah, that person's like attainable because like I'm seeing this girl's like everyday life. But it's like, no, you have something, you know, you have something. And it's like makes you always think, it's like, oh, but if I went after her, like I could have this girlfriend. And it's like, no. Yeah. You know, you couldn't.
Social media makes you think you know these people, but you don't.
You have no idea what they're about.
It's a fantasy land, man. It's just like all highlights. It's like so impossible. It does, like, psychologically, it affects you. I mean, I've went through it. Like, it's been tough. Even, like, we're on the road. Like, we spend a lot of time on our phone. Like, we're sitting in airports. And it's like, you just, like, endlessly look at this. And it's not even with relationships. It's just, like, endlessly comparing yourself to other people. And it's like, you know, you'll compare your relationship to other relationships. You do it all the time. It's, like, really hard to, like, then come home and be normal and be cool. And it's like, you know, also, too, I mean, we go through this too, because like a lot of times I don't want to put my personal life on social media, you know, like I was about it in the beginning, but then it gets to a point where it's like I kind of slowed down on that. And then like people ask my girlfriend, you guys still together? I don't see you guys post. It's like, that doesn't mean we're not together. Yeah. Man, like, and then you're fucking with my girlfriend's head thinking that, you know,
like, oh well, maybe he was talking
it's like no, just because, like, you know, it's I don't know, it's just like I don't want to put the personal life on there because I don't want everybody knowing my business.
Yeah, you run into some weird creepy people sometimes that, like,
oh, do you?
yeah as a girl, I can't imagine.
We have a guy that DMs like I would say once every 2 weeks and says, is it bad if I like Instagram model pictures? And he's like in a relationship, he sends it like every week. He's like, Instagram models?
Yeah.
So you think if you're in a relationship, should you not be liking those pictures? Or is it they're like not even real people? So it's like kind of like, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I definitely don't think you should be liking those photos. I think that blurs the, like, it just, like, it just makes things more complicated than they need to be.
Yeah, I agree with
that. Yeah, it's hardened. You know, one friend of ours was like, he was telling me that him and his girlfriend was getting mad about him liking he's like, yo, I like everything. I share the likes. He's like, I like everything. He's like, I just like everything. That's like, I like everything.
So you, I like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
You're liking her picture and not mine.
That's definitely fucking some bullshit.
It is. No one likes every picture on Instagram. Nah, if a guy ever says that to you, ladies, he's fucking lying to you.
Oh,
well, I like everything. I just scroll and I like it.
Yeah,
no. You see a picture and you think, it's a good picture.
I have to like remind myself to like it.
Me,
like,
too.
You just like it in your head.
I scroll.
To move your thumb, that takes like...
If I like your picture, that means something.
Yeah, for real.
I won't like it for no reason.
Yeah, but that definitely does blur the line of like... Because like, what are you liking it for?
Yeah.
For sure.
You're like, what's the point?
We always talk about like what's considered cheating, and it's like, well, it's like, are you thinking about that person in a sexual way? Does that make it cheating? Like, I never know, like, what where the line is.
Well, that's what's so fucked about Instagram. Yeah. It's like every girl on Instagram is like in their fucking bikini, bro. It's like hard not to like. It's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? And that's like so hard from a guy's perspective. Not nearly as hard as like you girls have it, but like, I mean, just like it's on a daily basis. It's like, you know, it constantly makes you subconsciously question your relationship and whether you can do better or not. And then if you...
Well, that's just human nature, though.
No, like, no, yeah. Greener thing. But it's like, it's magnified. Yeah, it's magnified by a million.
Because you're seeing the option.
Just
you're
nonstop.
Nonstop. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I need a break. Like,
And the way it's posted is not like... It makes it seem like it's all that more like attainable. Like, that it's like... Oh, this is like somebody that I can bump into in the street. Like,
right.
Because it's like the models are changed. It's not something that you like just see like a model on TV or in a magazine. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's like more people have become models because of Instagram, and it's like looks more like people that you may encounter. Mm-hmm. And so I think that changes it too. You know, like you're always thinking like, oh, I'm going to run into this person.
Yeah.
I think that with dating apps too, it's like, you are literally seeing that there's thousands of options at your fingertips at all times. It's so hard for people to not be like, well, what if? Like, what happens? You know?
Well, I think it's affected hookup culture, and it's affected like the commitment by people.
Commitment,
like,
for sure.
Commitment being like, yeah, I just, why, you know, if the littlest thing goes wrong, it's like, oh, well, I got options, so I'm good. Like, whether it's Instagram or whatever, like, I
have Riot. True, though.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's like,
Riot.
Yeah, it's like,
we love Riot.
Yeah, yeah, it's like,
are you on Riot?
Yeah.
I'm, it's just like,
Dex is on Riot.
Sub Dex.
Start swiping.
Yeah.
You'll find me.
I definitely feel like it's fucked up the commitment part of it, because people feel like they have options at all times, and then hookup culture as well, because it's just like, I feel like people are, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, we're on the road a lot, and we're always in a party atmosphere.
Right.
But like Instagram is like, I feel like driven up the sexuality aspect of like magnifying that. And like, you know, it's just people post those pictures for a reason. And it's like, you know, it just makes it easier for people to go across that line and be like,
which is like so crazy.
It's like, why don't I answer this DM? Like, let me go through my DMs and just like see what's in there, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they're there.
I don't expect that I'm going to find anything in my DMs, but I read all my DMs. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what's crazy too, is it gives you a direct line to people that you would never have.
Ever. Yeah.
Like, be able to talk to. And it's like, well, maybe they'll see it.
Yeah, well, it's also like, who's watching your story? Like, how many, all the people.
Don't even talk to me.
Oh, man, she's watching my story, or he's watching my story. Like, oh, man.
That means something.
Yeah, me? Yeah, yeah, it's really. Like, why are they watching my story but not following me? That's like,
that
happens, yo. That happens
a
lot,
creepy,
too,
yeah.
You know?
Does that happen to you? How do you notice that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
I have never
but
seen
like,
that.
But like, like I said, we spend a lot of time on the road, so there's a lot of time to just be killing on the phone. So sometimes you'd be, okay, who is this person? Click on it, curious, and you're like, oh, they're not following me. Why are they watching my story? That's like,
I think the problem is you only see these highlights, so you think you're starting to know someone, but it's like you have no idea. It's like
no idea.
You're not putting out what you're actually like on Instagram. It's such a facade of like who you are,
right?
And what you want to show people. It's so, like, you select such like small limited amounts of things that they just see like these highlights of who you are. So that's why I think, going back to it definitely messes with
dating,
I think, because like, you're expecting one thing, even if you're just like looking at someone's profile, and if you get something else, it's like, oh wait, what's this?
We talk about it sometimes too, like, what if you were dating a girl that like is one of the girls that's just constantly putting her body out there? How do you deal with that?
How
do
you
deal with
that?
Or like, even like a guy, if you were a girl dating a guy that's like always putting his body out there.
I think it depends how secure you are.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
But it must grate on you having people constantly hitting
on your
girl.
Over a period of time. Yeah. Over a period of time, I feel like psychologically that can really fuck with your
mind.
And
then kind of like asking for it in a way, like putting it out there. That would bother. I think eventually that would bother me.
Because, yo, at first you'd be like, I know what I'm
not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't not.
Because it's like, attention is harmless as just a concept, like, attention is harmless, but then it comes down to like, why do you feel you need the attention? It's like, maybe I just feel good and I want people to look at how good I look. That's definitely, people are out there like that
for sure.
But then you wonder, like, is my girlfriend posting a naked picture because she needs validation from someone who's not me. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's definitely an attention thing. Like, some of these girls, that's their business, you know? And so, like, if that's an understanding, then I respect that. It's like, okay. But you could tell when the position changes, when, like, she's putting out something or may say something caption-wise or whatever. It's like us, like, when we post certain things, you know, we have something that we're trying to promote, mm-hmm. and we want people to see, and it's such an important thing for our business. Mm-hmm. And that's a conversation I've had with my girlfriend before, like certain things that I may put out there. It's like all for the greater good of our business.
Yes.
And same thing with, you know, with from a girl's perspective, and that's the intention going in. But I'm not saying that still wouldn't wear on you over a period of time where you're like, oh, damn, bro, my girl's putting out another picture. Like,
I think even if it's like you're okay with the person putting out the photos, mm-hmm. like, it would do a number on you just personally, like, oh, am I good enough to be with this person who keeps getting all this attention and I'm fine with the attention that they're getting, but like, am I good enough to keep this person happy? Are they going to find something else?
When they can see all these options that they have.
Yeah.
But you don't. They're not options. Yeah. Like, if your girlfriend gets a lot of likes on Instagram, just so you know, she's not interested in any of those guys because they're creepy. Yeah. Like, that's just true.
Yeah.
True.
It's crazy how it has, it's like plays twofold. It's like got this such nightmare scenario to it, Instagram, social media, and all that. But then, like, I also think a lot of people are bettering themselves because of it, mm-hmm. In good ways, like whether it's like dieting or like working mm-hmm. out or whatever. Like, those parts are good, but there's also so many bad things that come with that. So it's like it kind of plays both sides because you constantly are like, oh, maybe I could be more like, I don't know. It just works. I feel like more bad than good, but there is some good there.
I just think it's so fake and people don't understand how fake it really is.
Yeah.
So you're like, no, this is real life. And you're like, it's like real life plus. Like, it's like fake. You know?
It's real life touched up a little bit.
It's face tuned. It's face tuned life. Yeah, exactly. All right, going to shift gears completely here. A lot of kids are starting college for the first time. We just did an episode about some advice for your freshman year of college or like living on your own for the first time. What's one piece of advice you have for a kid who's just starting out living on their own for the first time?
I think for me, when I first went to school, and if I give advice, it's just like the best thing for me was just being open to making as many new relationships as possible.
Yes.
And like going out and meeting new people so that you can just consistently find new people that may be your friend group mm-hmm. and not like limit yourself to like the people that are just in your hall or your roommate.
Yeah.
I think that was like a huge thing for me, was getting to meet a ton of people at like in a quick amount of time, and then being like, oh, I want to hang out with these people, and just making my college experience better.
Yeah, I would echo that sentiment, but I also would say that it's so important to invest your time in finding what you love to do, like what you really love to do. Because so many people have to feel like we meet and come across are like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Or maybe in my second, third, fourth year in school. It's like, that's so important to figure out, because like, you may not need to go to school for that and spend that money, or like,
I wish that I hadn't.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I regret it. Even like, it's kind of unfair for me a little bit. I've known I wanted to do music my whole life.
Yeah.
So like, I'm a little fortunate in that aspect, but, and some people it takes a lot longer. Everybody's different, but I wish I wouldn't have spent money on school, you know, because I didn't need it to do what I'm doing
when
now.
When you're knee deep in student loans, you're like, I didn't even need a fucking English degree. What the fuck was I going to do with that anyways?
It's insane. Exactly. Well, insane how expensive it is and how many classes that they make you take.
For no reason. Gen eds.
Yeah. Like, I never have to do calculus. Ever. Yeah. But you made me take...
I never made it past algebra. I'm going to be really honest with you guys.
But, like, you made us take that. Like, or you made me take econ, and it was, like, $10,000 or however much money it was. And it's, like, that's just, like, you taking my money.
I think it's more important nowadays than to, like, go rogue than to follow, like, the norm. And I think from a relationship aspect, it's important to have that network of people from a college standpoint. I think that's the best thing you get out of college.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think it's important to go rogue and learn how to do things that are going to help you become an adult. Like, you know, things that I wish they would teach you in school, like taxes and mortgages and all that.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is. Yeah,
how to manage your finances. Like, that's so much more important than I would have went to school for that in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. You know? An adult degree?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I need that.
Like the fact that doesn't exist is ridiculous.
We're now 1 year out of college and we're both just like... I don't know what's going on.
I
know
Google nothing. Every time I write a check.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm doing it right. I'm not even kidding because I'm not sure. Yeah, like,
I don't know.
But it's crazy, like, that stuff gets like, you miss that? Like, how do you not get taught how to do right, your taxes?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Take a tax.
Oh, I don't know. My dad does my taxes. Right. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. I have no idea.
I had to call my insurance yesterday, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm calling about. Like, I don't know. I don't know nothing about insurance. Yeah. So I got nothing here, but... Yeah. I guess moral of the story is make new connections, right? And figure out what you really want to do. Yeah. That's good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Don't want to take up too much
and
of your time.
And drink a lot.
Oh, drink a lot. As a much lot as you can. Because it's the only time in your life you can drink with no consequences.
Very true.
Very true.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Don't want to take up too much of your time.
Thank you.
But thanks for coming on, and we're happy to have you back anytime you want to come back in.
Awesome.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. Mm-hmm.